From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Pentagon is taking new steps to protect U.S. forces in Iraq. The military says it's making constant adjustments in equipment and strategy to protect American soldiers against increasing attacks by insurgents. The Pentagon scheduled two separate news conferences today to explain the measures. They include more armor for military vehicles and moving supplies from vulnerable trucks to cargo planes for transport through dangerous areas. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
The U.S. military has been on the defensive about the issue of force protection since a National Guardsman publicly complained about a lack of armor for vehicles headed to Iraq. Following the complaint made to Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld in Kuwait, military officials acknowledged the situation could be better. They said they had not anticipated the level of insurgency in Iraq. Today, the Army told reporters that it will spend $4 billion in the next 6 to 8 months to help remedy the situation. Major General Stephen speaks.
Communication from the Secretary of Defense has been real clear, which when it involves a soldier's life, we're not into the money business.
Brigadier General Jeffrey Sorensen told reporters that the Army is testing armor samples around the clock as possible protection against rocket-propelled grenades and the insurgents' other weapons of choice. But General Sorensen warned that there is no Walmart for outfitting U.S. forces against the changing tactics of insurgents. At another briefing a few hours later, Lieutenant General Lance Smith, Deputy Commander of U.S. Central Command, made a similar observation. He told reporters the military is scrambling to find ways to prevent insurgents from detonating homemade bombs.
I don't know that we'll ever find a silver bullet to this. This is a very simple technology, but it is also a very adaptive technology. They may use doorbells today to blow these things up. They may use remote controls from toys tomorrow, and as we adapt, they adapt.
Critics of the war in Iraq accuse the Pentagon and Defense Secretary Rumsfeld of inadequate planning for both the war and its aftermath. Yesterday, Carl Levin, a Michigan Democrat who serves on the Senate Armed Services Committee, announced that the panel would hold hearings on that and related issues when Congress reconvenes in January. But General Smith points out that it's very difficult to plan against Iraqi insurgents.
It is a thinking enemy, so he changes his tactics and he becomes more effective.
For instance, General Smith says the insurgents have learned they cannot win by attacking U.S. forces head-on, so they aim at vulnerable targets such as military supply trucks. Because of the increasing deaths from attacks on trucks, the general says, the military is shifting cargo to air transport wherever possible.
You know, a lot of the stuff we were moving by ground was water and fuel, and some of that stuff we will take and we'll start moving at least closer to where it needs to be.
General Smith says the insurgents' tactics have forced the military to make other changes.
They cause us to reroute vehicles. They cause us to have to convoy where maybe otherwise we would prefer to move in smaller numbers. So it is having an impact.
Charles Hess, director of the Iraq Contracting and Project Office, says attacks by insurgents also are impeding reconstruction efforts.
Iraqi supervisors and managers of firms have been threatened, their families threatened, and in fact, we've had family members killed.
Nonetheless, Hess says, the Iraqis keep showing up for work at reconstruction projects, and his office, he says, has met its target for 1,000 construction starts by the end of the year. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.